Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and who are we kidding? Of course you do. Be a pal, tell a friend, have them jump in on the fun. Today, we are talking with Derek Smallwood from Squeaky Clean Washing. Squeaky Clean serves Northwest Arkansas, and their mission is to give families time to give back to one another. If you want to reach out to Derek and his team, you get a hold of them at www.squeakyclean.com, squeakycleanwashing.com. Derek, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation.
All right, glad to have you on, brother. I think you might be our first West Arkansas guest. What part of the, were you born and raised there? Did you move there? How'd you wind up in that part of the country?
I was born and raised in a small 4,000 to 7,000 population town of Mena, Arkansas. It's more of the Ouachita Mountain Range. It's more of the middle part of Arkansas, right on the Oklahoma border. I grew up there and moved away to Little Rock. And then I had started some different business endeavors there and moved back to be back with family and got into window cleaning. At that point, realizing that the population there we'd kind of outgrown and it wasn't just a huge audience, I decided last year to get into Northwest Arkansas where we would have a larger audience. And at that point, we've grown quite a bit even last year. So we're getting into all parts of the state. We have some major commercial accounts that puts us all over the state. We have 60 restaurants we take care of all over the state, all the major chain restaurants. And so we have crews located still in Mena that work from there and service the southern part of Arkansas into the central. And then our Northwest Arkansas crews service the southern part of Missouri into Oklahoma and over to like Jonesboro. So
wow, that's a big area. How many crews do you have all together? Mm-hmm.
We'll usually have 4 to 5 crews in our busiest part, and then in our winter seasons, we have to scale back quite a bit because we lose, you know, all of our residential work through the winter. So those employees will come back when our season starts.
So do you serve a bunch of snowbirds that are just in Arkansas during the summer, or why does all your business dry up in the winter?
Well, at this part of our company, we're just we're still scaling. We're still gathering more and more commercial work. We have some add-on services like hood vent cleaning that does work in the winter. But other than that, we don't have add-on services like snow removal or, you know, just any other little add-on service you can still do in the winter that doesn't get affected by, you know, residential customers not calling you. So in the winter, it usually, you know, you usually have two peaks and the valleys throughout the year, and our peaks are in fall and spring, and then we stay really high in our work in the summer, but in the winter it really dips down. So you're kind of forced to scale back a little bit. But my employees are still taken care of throughout the winter, but they're just doing other aspects of businesses that I'm involved with.
Got it. Cool. All right. So are you married? Do you have kids? Any family stuff you want to share before we jump into coaching you up?
No family, no kids. Not married anyway. We do have family, but, I don't have any pets. I did have 3 cats. Whenever I moved, I had to get rid of those. Just really the thing about this last year, 2015 and into this year, has just been really staying focused and not being distracted by too much. So I literally live in a small room in Northwest Arkansas with some friends to try to run my business and grow it up there. I have a house here in Mena still, and so but we're in the process of renovating that one. So so that it's just been all that focus, and then the people that surround me, it's real important that they have the core values that I'm looking for people being around me.
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree more. You are preaching to the choir, my friend. All right, well, thank you so much for sharing and kind of introducing you and Squeaky Clean to Cleaning Nation. I would love to help you out. What one area can we coach you up on your business that'll bring you the most value today?
Okay, the biggest area that we're trying to work on right now is getting ourselves in front of property managers that they're happy with their current provider. They've been doing business with them for a while, but they have the mentality that price is really important, and it's getting in front of them to show them how valuable a good, high quality service company could be for their career and taking care of their properties.
All right. I'm so glad that you asked that, because I think that you were by far not the only one dealing with that. So I get to share that a lot in coaching, and I'd love to share it with Cleaning Nation on how to go over that. So first of all, congratulations on having you talked a lot about focus, which I think is truly, truly key. No matter how much information you have, there's 100 ways to be successful in this business. And if you don't focus on one, you're going to find yourself failing at 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 12 or, you know, however many your entrepreneurial heart desires. So that said, congratulations on identifying that you want to get with property managers and kind of knowing where they're at. That's step one. So you've already kind of half the battle truly is won if you're just going to focus on property managers. The second thing is, and I stole this from Chet Holmes. If anyone hasn't heard of him, he has passed away since, but he's got a book called The Ultimate Selling Machine that's just awesome. And he's a genius. Love Chet Holmes. So if you ever get a chance to check that out, I'll put that on show notes page, Chet Holmes, Ultimate Selling Machine. So I don't want to take credit for something that's not mine, but it's still an amazing concept. He calls it the Dream 100. And there's a whole chapter in that Ultimate Selling Machine on the Dream 100. And I'm a huge fan of it. He said, instead of trying to just have so many customers, which so many commercial residential cleaners do in terms of, oh, we do residential and we do commercial and we'll do warehouses and we'll do restaurants and we'll do gyms and we'll do, it just goes on, you know, duct cleaning and HVAC work and snow removal. And, you know, I mean, it just goes on and, you know, we'll change light bulbs and do landscaping. That can crush you because you're trying to attract a client. There's just an infinite amount of clients and an infinite amount of needs and pain and different reasons that they would look for a cleaning service. And you just, none of us have that kind of a budget where we can give a specific message to every single genre or niche that we're going to go after. So the first and foremost, I would be real clear on your property managers. Second, I would make your dream 100. And if you're in Arkansas, there probably aren't 100 property managers that have commercial property under management. That would be all of them. If you did a dream 100, that would be pretty much everyone in your trading area. No?
Right.
Okay. And for you, it might be the dream 63, right? I don't know. There are, you know, don't go out.
It's, right.
It's not the 100 isn't a magic number. It's not your dream 6 because that's too small. And it's not your dream 10,419 because that's too big. So if you got 63 running around, so be it. If you got 150, that's starting to get a little much, but you just want to be in that area. So once you make your dream, let's just call it 100. Once you make your dream 100, if you've got $1,000 a month to invest in growing your business and attracting clients, and you've got 1,000 clients, that's $1 per client you can spend. If you've got 10,000 clients, that's not a nickel, that's a dime, 10 cents per client you can spend. Whereas if you've only got $100, you can spend $10 per client per month, which is $120 per client per year to attract them. So just knowing who your clients are and making sure that, and so again, these are the dream 100. These aren't your random 100. So these are people that can really change the game for you, not just bring you, you know, $3,000-$4,000 of work a year. These are clients that can bring you $10,000-$100,000 worth of work a year because they and that's the nice thing about property managers is they control a lot of space. Are you with me so far?
Right. And that's exactly what we do right now is we really focus on relationship marketing with these property managers. I mean, we're in their face. They know about us. And I'm not going to stop. I'm coming every day until they tell me yes or no.
Okay. Well, let me redirect you a little bit because you got 80% of it right. But there's one thing I didn't hear which is going to help supercharge your efforts. What you want to do, and again, first of all, congratulations on A, knowing your target market, and B, having that dogged determination. Because even without this coaching, if you just say, I'm going to be here in your face, hugging you on your side, here to help every day, day in and day out, until you tell me to get the heck out or hire me, that's going to win. It's just how long it's going to take. So that's a great strategy. That'll work. It's just going to cost you a lot of gray hair and headache that we can avoid for you. So the way to supercharge that relationship is a couple things. First of all, we got to find out what their pain is and what they want. So a lot of business owners in general, but cleaners, owners of cleaning companies are no exception, do a lot of, we're this and we're that. And here's all the things. We show up on time. If you call me now, I'll be there later. And they've got all these benefits in their mind that they've created that their target market may or may not, has varying levels of interest in, right? So some of them they might really like, some of them they don't care one way or another. And some of them they think, actually, I don't even like that. That's a turnoff to me. So step one is to really understand their pain. So instead of getting in front of them and be like, hey, look at me, let me get in, let me do. You just get in and be like, hey, can I have a conversation with you? I'm new here. I want to be property managers. I want to find out what makes you guys tick. Can I take you out to lunch and just tell me everything that makes you crazy about dealing with janitors? I'm going to shut up. You're going to talk. And at the end of our lunch, I'm going to pick up the tab. Would that be okay? Very few of them are going to say no. And you're going to get some really good feedback. And if you do 5 or 10 of those lunches, you're going to start having themes of feedback. So instead of going in saying, hey, let me bid. Here's what we do. Here's why we're great. You can find out what their pain is and what they're passionate about. And then you can start having those conversations. So if the property manager say, I don't care about anything but price and not having my customers yell at me. I'm sick of them calling me saying the janitor stole something. And then I got to call the janitor. It's a big headache. I don't want that. And I just want the cheapest price. When you go to them, you could, instead of saying, hey, let me bid, you can say, are you paying too much for your janitors to upset your customers? ? That is going to get a response that they're going to be very interested in talking with, as opposed to, are your cleaners green? Will they have this kind of response rate? And all the things that you think that they want. So long story short, buy them lunch. And if you want to supercharge that, I can't get into it in depth, but if you want to supercharge that, instead of taking them all to lunch separately, do a lunch and learn and invite all 10 of them to lunch at one place and let all of them share their frustrations with their janitorial service. But the key is you want to get them outside of their office. So a couple ways to do that is lunch. You can join a trade organization where, like BOMA, Building Owners and Managers Association, is the one I know of. I don't know if it's big in Arkansas, but I promise you there is a trade association for property managers. You want to start seeing them in different environments. So instead of just being at their office all the time, like every other vendor, you're at their office, you're at their BOMA meeting with them, you're inviting them to lunch. Maybe you have a party at your office that you invite them to. You start doing multiple opportunities for them to engage with you outside of the office, and you're not selling them anything. You're just saying, tell me about you. Let's talk about you. What makes you happy? What makes you crazy? What's important to you? And you're doing a lot of listening. You do that, it's really going to supercharge the process that you've already got in place, Derek. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that's great advice, Mike.
Okay, I know I go real fast, but you
get that's actually what I started last year. That's what we started doing is just the networking aspect of things, is taking out even our competition and seeing what services they don't offer that we could even help them out with to provide more value to their customer.
Well, on that one, I don't know that I'd, because again, I like your focus with property managers, but just think about how much work that we've talked about. If you really do put together lunch and learns and you really do, throw parties and invite them to, and you really do go to their office and you really do go to the BOMA events, that time and budget is starting to get pretty large. If you say, well, on top of that, we're also going to do residential and we're also going to talk to our customer and have them be our competitor and have them be our customer. If you start trying to duplicate that 3 or 4 or 5 times, you're back into the problem of I've got 5 Dream 100s and you still don't have that much marketing budget or time or focus. So I would encourage you, and I'm not saying property managers have to be it. It's just, that's a very good way to start. And you had asked me about those. So if it's going to be your competitors and you want your customer to be owners of cleaning companies, then focus on that. If you want it to be property managers, then focus on that. But it's so hard unless you're doing 50 million or better. And you've literally got, you can have $3 and $4 million businesses that are silos, sub businesses within a business. It's very hard if you're doing, and I have no idea where your revenue is, but say you're doing $600,000-$700,000 to try and have 3 or 4 $200,000 businesses within that. It just doesn't work. Does that, again, I know I'm kind of playing tough, but I want to make sure I give you good feedback. What's that?
Yeah, and that's how really all the marketing should be, is whenever even you're doing some direct mail, it should be really that constant you know, the same people getting the same mail instead of spreading that mail all over the place. You know, really everything should be focused.
Yeah. So pick your dream 100 or 63 or 112, but pick that one niche and just own that niche. So when you talk to property managers, you go, I'm the owner and I don't really do anything else, right? That's all I do. I just specialize in you and your world. And I know everything about property managers. I could probably be a property manager because I know more about your guys' job and how to make it easier than you guys know. And I'm going to offer a lot of value. And this is where you get out of that price conversation. I'm going to offer you a lot of value around here's how to get more customers. Here's how to keep your customers happy because you find out what's important to them in or outside of janitorial. So even if it doesn't have anything to do with janitorial, even if you just find out they don't like their customers bidding them every year, and that's what they hate. Well, shoot, at the lunch and learn, maybe put together a 10 or 15 minute presentation around here's how to not have your customers bid you every year. Doesn't have anything to do with the janitorial side, but now you're conversating with them and you're positioning yourself more as a consultant as opposed to a salesperson or just some guy that's going to clean the toilets for $20 an hour. So again, you can only do that if you're just dealing with one niche. If you have nine niches or two niches, very, very difficult, if not impossible.
Yeah, that's actually why we haven't gotten into janitorial or any of our other services. That way we can stay focused on each individual profit center we have, which is our services, you know. So it's window cleaning, car washing, and graffiti removal, you know, roof cleaning, stuff like that.
Yeah, and honestly, even on that, and we won't dive too deep into it, but you're very similar to what I hear a lot of my private clients say, which is we do seven different things and we can't grow. And it's so funny because common sense says if I do graffiti removal and car washes and boat washes and janitorial services and resident, I've got so much opportunity to grow. That's my best way to go. But the reality of the situation is each of those is choking the other one's time and resources out. So you're like, well, you know, for the next 17 minutes, I'm going to be the graffiti guy. And then for the 12 and a half minutes after that, I'm going to be the window cleaning guy. And then I've got to worry about it. It's too much. So if you want to grow, Cleaning Nation, I'm not picking on you, Derek. This is really for everybody. If you want to grow, you've got to discipline yourself and do the opposite of we don't do all the sort of stuff. We just clean restaurants and that's it. And we only clean them the ones that need 3 to 5 times a week or 5 to 7 times a week and only the ones that are franchise or whatever. But you've got to be very, very specific. And when they say, oh, do you do this or do you do that or do you do the other? Well, if that's what your target wants. So if your target is restaurants and they need graffiti cleanup, then you do graffiti cleanup, but only for that. So you try to have as few services as possible so you can be very, very good at them. And those services are not dictated on what, you know, most cleaners do what they've got. Well, I've got employees or know-how or interest in this and graffiti cleanup or duct cleaning or carpet cleaning or disaster, whatever. That's how they decide what they offer. That's backwards. You got to go to your customer and say, what's important? What's imperative? How can I help make your life easier? And then those are the services that you pick up. So I could rant and rave forever, but we'll be here for an hour and a half. And that is not how the show works. So hopefully we gave you lots of good feedback on how to on Dream 100, doing lunch and shirt learns, trade associations, building relationships, and focus. That said, let's hit the lightning round. This will give you the opportunity to share back with Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, Derek?
This is to gain that focus and to really lay out your list of goals that you need and work on just succeeding in those goals instead of being all over the place.
Perfect. Love it. I couldn't agree more. It sounds better coming out of your mouth than mine, my friend. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business so the rest of us can learn from it?
The biggest mistake I've made was not following up properly with our customers because referral business is like 300% cheaper than trying to get a new customer. So we've been able to use some really good resources to help improve that this year. But the biggest problem was definitely marketing to these customers to get the referrals or to get the repeat business. And so we have an app that we use, SendGen.com, that helps automate that entire process. So they're getting a sequence of postcards and emails after my guys are completing their job.
Beautiful. And I'm a huge fan of direct response, drip marketing, especially when you've got your Dream 100. So I will make sure that I get a link to that resource and any other resources that you use, Derek, that served you onto your show notes page so Cleaning Nation can access those links as well, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'm going to give you a list of basically all the software that we use to help our business and help automate that entire process of daily operations to our marketing software that we use. And I'll have that linked for you.
Perfect. And if you want to just give us, one or two sentence summary of what you like or don't like or the strengths of each, that'd be great. So Cleaning Nation, make sure, always go anytime you connect with an episode or a guest, go check out their show notes page for a recap and I'll have Chet Holmes' book on there. But it sounds like Derek's got kind of more resources than usual. So make sure you check out his show notes page when you get the chance. That said, last question, lightning round. What's one idea owners of cleaning companies can put in practice today before their head hits the pillow this evening that will greatly improve their lives or their business?
Know their numbers. And I don't mean just their sales numbers for the day. Know their crew hour. Know their numbers down to how much money it takes them to operate by the hour or even by the minute, even if they can go that far. But knowing those numbers is really important. An example of that is I just saved some money on some plastic we use, and it saves 68% or almost $10,000 a year just by buying different plastic. So the ones you can start really knowing your numbers, it's going to really help increase your margins and your end of year balance sheet.
Beautiful. I couldn't agree more. Focus, know your numbers. That is all such great info. I got to say, Derek, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Derek's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.